Well, hey, everybody, and welcome to another edition of The Journey of Hope. Glad you could be with us today. The Journey of Hope is a podcast that's especially designed to address the issues that men and women face after incarceration. There are three phases to reintegration. We're going to be talking about those phases today. I'm going to lay them out for you right after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on The Journey of Hope. Love to get mail from you. That's MathersRodney at yahoo.com, MathersRodney at yahoo.com. And welcome back. We're going to be talking today about the phases of reentry. And, you know, when someone's in prison, they're told what to do. They're told where to go and when and what to eat and what to wear. And when if you do that for a lot of years, when you come home, there's a lot of decisions about life in the free world. And I can speak from experience and tell you that it's not like being in a different country or a different place, but it's different. You're definitely in a different time. So here are, to the best of my knowledge, the three phases of successful reentry. The first of these would be preparation. Beginning 6 to 12 months prior to release, there should be a focus on the prisoner and the person who's coming home, beginning to equip themselves with the skills and education and resources needed to make a successful transition. And that would be, obviously, things like a ministry for them to look into, a detailed reentry plan that should be in place prior to the expected release date. Maybe an initial contact of employers, places to live, those sorts of things should be on the reentry plan. Things that you can think about that are going to be necessary for survival should be in place. Place to live, some kind of way to generate income, to feed oneself. Of course, these things are obvious, but there are things that we can help them with, or they can start working on as well before they come out through letters and phone calls. So preparation would be number one. Number two of the three successful ways to set up a successful reentry, let's talk about transition. When the ex-prisoner leaves prison, there needs to be housing and food and clothing and other key supports, as we mentioned before. But during the early days of release, most ex-prisoners need daily encouragement and assistance until their initial crisis level needs are resolved. They need continued contact, spiritual guidance, emotional support for at least 6 to 12 months, I would say, probably longer, as they find employment and to begin to rebuild, like, their relationships and things and adapt to things that are new. So number two would be transition. So we have preparation, transition, and then the third area I wanted to address of a successful reentry would be stabilization. Number three, stabilization. The volunteers, as you are the volunteer helping, or if you are the prisoner, you need to establish consistent personal habits in terms of healthy relationships and spiritual growth. So, go to church. That would be my suggestion. One very important sign of stabilization is when you become involved in serving others in the community instead of expecting to be served. And I would say this might take a year, 2 years, 3 years. And I think this would be a good indicator for loved ones who are helping someone or friends who are helping someone reentry, a good indicator for them to see that things are on the right path when someone is in a position to where they can do that. Okay, these were the three things that I think are important for successful reentry. Let's go over them again just real quick. Number one, preparation. Number two, transition. And number three, stabilization. The three things that are important for reentry, which can be done by the inmate prior to leaving, and he can start on this or she can start on this prior to leaving, or even more so, it can be done by the loved one that's awaiting the former offender to come home. All right, we're going to be back right after this. I'm Rodney Mathers, and you're on the Journey of Hope. Send me some mail, mathersrodney@yahoo.com. Got an idea for a show? Got a guest you want to suggest? Got a comment that you want to make about a show that we've done? You can catch me at mathersrodney@yahoo.com. Well, we've come to the end of another show. It's a short show. You know, I'm kind of liking these shorter shows that where we don't have a guest. That's, I don't know, it's kind of cool. We do have some guests scheduled, though, and you want to be sure and tell people about the Journey of Hope. And if you know someone that could benefit from the show, be sure and hook them up with where we are on the internet, the Journey of Hope. And remember, as always, if God is for you, who can be against you? We'll see you next time right here on the Journey of Hope.